In this conflict, Paul says, you have not yet struggled to the shedding of blood. The conflict that we undergo in our transformation process is real and relentless. It's totally unrelenting, actually. And if you're not experiencing that struggle, then can I very gently suggest that you haven't understood what the Christian walk is all about? You're a cake not turned, like Ephraim, done on the one side and not done on the other. But the point I want to make today is that the reason for all this and the help that we're given is the Holy Spirit. The reason for it is the transformation into the image and likeness of Jesus himself. That's God's plan for every single believer, that we might be conformed to the image of Christ. And in that conforming process, as the heat, the hammer, the file, and the furnace, there's pressure. But he doesn't leave us comfortless. He gives us the Holy Spirit, who will give to us the particular essence of Christ that we need in that circumstance if we ask him. God comes to us and says, what do you need me to be for you right now? So distill down whatever the cause of your problem is, whatever it is, the opposite of what is going on in you, what you need, ask him to be that for you. You may need grace to be patient. Grace is not a nebulous thing. Grace is the power of God to change things. Jesus came and he was full of grace and truth. That grace he wants to bestow upon us without measure, so that we can cooperate with the inward working of the Holy Spirit. So does he want to be your peace? Does he want to be your patience? Does he want to be the gift of long suffering? Love suffers long, 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 long. You may be going round something that you've gone round many, many times. You know all the way marks, you know the route, you could do it blindfold. Why do you think you've gone round it so many times? Could it not be that you haven't twigged what it is that God is trying to do in this particular journey? Which particular thing is he trying to get you to overcome? Find out from him. Get some time with him. Don't let him go till you find out and you get a clear picture of where you are, what you need, and then ask him to be that for you. You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace, and the mountains and the hills will break forth before you. Be shouts of joy, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. You're coming into a degree of maturity. God bless you.